This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. During the annual summit, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. Prime Minister Modi will later interact with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rostam Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted-level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation-level talks. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister will be visiting Austria later today at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria as well as high-level business engagement. Justice Sheel Nagu took the oath as Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court this morning. Governor of Punjab, Banwarilal Purohit, administered the oath to Mr. Nagu in the presence of Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya, Chief Minister of Punjab Bhagwant Mann, and Chief Minister of Haryana Naib Singh Saini at Punjab Raj Bhavan in Chandigarh. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that oil marketing companies, OMCs, are undertaking eKYC Aadhaar authentication for LPG customers. This is to remove bogus customers against whose name commercial cylinders are often booked by certain gas distributors. The minister said this while responding to a letter from Kerala's leader of opposition, V.D. Sathisen, claiming that LPG verification at gas agencies is causing difficulties for ordinary people. In Jammu and Kashmir, five army soldiers, including a JCO, were killed and five others injured in a terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu division yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the attack took place in the Badnota village in Mechedi area of Bilawar subdivision of Kathua district. A massive cordon and search operation has been launched in the area by the security forces after the injured soldiers were moved to the hospital for treatment. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said that these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till 12th of this month. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 200 villages of 6 districts, mostly in the Tarai region, are affected from floods. Schools and colleges in the flood-affected areas are closed today. Air Force has been engaged to rescue stranded people at Pilibhit. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Mumbai and few parts of Maharashtra for the next 2 days. Many districts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai, witnessed heavy rainfall yesterday. While waterlogging was reported from many areas in the Mumbai metropolitan region, flood-like situations developed in some areas of Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Pune, Satara, Kolhapur and Buldhana districts. In cricket, Indian women's team will take on South Africa in the third and final T20 match of the series at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The Indian Olympic Association has named Gagan Narang, four-time Olympian and 2012 Olympic Games men's 10-meter air rifle bronze medalist, as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games starting from 26th of July. The benchmark equity indices opened on a positive note today, with Sensex crossing the 80,000 mark again. BSE Sensex was trading 170 points in green at 80,130 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.